From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. said the number of terror attacks in the world declined in 2016 for a second year in a row, although the Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more fatalities. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel, said the IS group did experience setbacks last year.
ISIS remained the most capable terrorist organization globally in 2016, directing and inspiring terrorist cells, networks, and individuals around the world, even as it faced increased military pressure in Iraq and Syria and suffered considerable territorial losses throughout the year.
Sibarel listed several defeats of Islamic State in Iraq, culminating in the liberation of Mosul, while much of northern Syria near the Turkish border has been cleared of IS presence. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University said the Sunni jihadist group is not the same as it was 2 years ago.
This is a group that simply is unable to mount the same kinds of operations at the same rate over time. Particularly in Iraq and in Syria, ISIS violence is going to go down. The real question is, how will the nature of this organization change over time?
The U.S. said more than 11,000 terrorist acts were committed in 2016, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities. The U.S. continued to designate Iran as the chief state sponsor of terrorism. A Kenyan court has sentenced three men to life in prison for stripping and assaulting a woman they believed had been dressed provocatively. They avoided a death sentence because of Kenya's ban on executions. A video of the attack at a gas station near Nairobi 3 years ago circulated on social media, prompting marches aimed at ending violence, called hashtag MyDressMyChoice. This is VOA News.